Junkies. What's going on, golf addicts? It's the Players Championship Week. I got the course breakdown, key stats, player quotes, trends. I'm going to share my screen, open up Bet the Number, look at the golf course data, talk about my early custom model, all the goodies, everything you need to know, nothing you don't. Before we get into that, I'm trying to give away two tickets to Augusta National on Tuesday for the Masters. That's right, we're giving away two tickets. You're like, oh, this is the hardest ticket in the world to come by. Well, guess what? You can come by it. You can come by and you get it. And if you can't go, your tickets to do whatever you want with. If you want to give them to a family member, whatever you want to do, you can do with those tickets. It's going to be awesome. Me and Pat will be there on Tuesday. And this is how you get it done. If you're a Discord member, if you're in the Nut Hut already, you are already entered into this contest. If not, you have got to join the Discord and get an annual membership, not a monthly, an annual membership. It's $199.99. Trust me, it's the best golf betting community around. People winning money left and right in golf. In the fall, we crush football. We got people in there talking about NBA, Major League Baseball as well. We always have our guests come in for signature event weeks or major championship weeks for golf. You get DB's First Look show on Mondays. You get custom, you get all of our props. You get all of our live bets. You get all of our matchup bets. You get Byron the Model Maniac in there giving you all kind of goodies. We've got some great moderators in there giving you a ton of stuff. I do a bunch of research and dump it all in there so you don't have to. We have our Wednesday night live chats. It's the best value in the golf betting community. Join the Discord. Join the community. Have I said community enough times? I don't know. Yeah, anyway, do it. And then you will enter into the live drawing to come Tuesday to Augusta National. Hang out with us, walk the grounds, or do what you want, whatever you want with the tickets. We're going to give you the tickets. You do with them what you want. Okay. Let's get into TPC Sawgrass, the host site of the Players Championship. It's the 50th Players Championship. Me and Pat will be there doing the media thing as we have done for the last few years. I will be there on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Holler at us if you see us out there. We'd love to chat. We're obviously going to be talking to a bunch of our player friends, caddy friends, coaches we know. We're going to be walking the grounds ourselves, kind of taking it all in, dishing out everything we get in the Discord in terms of what this golf course is looking like, what we're seeing from on site, how it's playing, what it's, you know, all the goodies. So all of that will be dished out in the Discord. And don't forget, we've also got a great week of shows coming, including the betting preview, which goes down on Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern. We're going to do that one live, talk through any early fires we want to make as the Arnold Palmer Invitational wraps up. So we're going to do the betting preview. But then on Monday, we're going to record with our very own Pat Mayo for the DFS show. Look at these three handsome devils celebrating the 50th Players Championship. Me, Pat, and Pat Mayo breaking it down from a DFS standpoint is going to be delicious content for you. You're not going to want to miss that. It's going to be a great week. All the normal scheduled content, plus me and Pat live on Wednesday night in person from our condo in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, talking the Players Championship. It's always fun. It's always chaotic when me and Pat are together and we're doing the chat live. That's going to be a ton of fun. I'm looking forward to it. So I think that's it. Let's talk about TPC Sawgrass. You know, we all are quite familiar with TPC Sawgrass, Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, Pete Dye design, par 72, around 7,200 yards, 7,300 yards, depending on how they set it up. Water comes into play on just about every single hole, tons of bunkers, Bermuda grass everywhere. But this time of year, remember when they moved this from May to March in 2019, You've got a bunch of overseed. You've got less of the Bermuda grainy stuff on and around the greens, especially on the greens. The rough, the ball sits up a little more. It's not as penal. The fairways are a little softer. They don't get baked out and run like they used to. In fact, Rory had a really good quote about this golf course and the differences between it playing in March and May back in 2019. He said the course was softer, including the fairways. I hit drivers on a lot of holes today that I would never have hit driver the last few years. So just you have to be a little more aggressive. Then you get a shorter club in your hand. And even when you're aggressive and you miss, it's a little bit easier to get yourself back into position because the fairways are softer. The rough's not as bad. The rough isn't as long or as gnarly. You're running into that pine straw. You still have some sort of a shot and some sort of control of your ball. And when you miss the greens, you're not having to contend with that grainy Bermuda. You're not having to guess how is this going to come out or whatever. So it lends itself to more aggressive play. I don't know if this course is easier or not, but because I think it's playing longer and I think it should all even out. But I definitely like the golf course the way it is in March. Rory likes it better in March. A lot of players don't. And since the move to March, well, in 2019, Rory won at 16 under at 14 to 1. It was canceled in 2020. We were there the day the world shut down for COVID. Hideki was your first round leader, and then the Chainsmokers took us all into COVID. It was ridiculous. 2021, Justin Thomas won at 14 under at 20 to 1. Cam Smith won in 2022, 13 under, 33 to 1. And Scottie Scheffler is your defending champ, got it all the way to 17 under at 13 to 1 last year as well. A lot of short winners outside of, you know, Webb Simpson and Siwoo Kim. Webb won at 100 to 1 in 2018. Siwoo, our sweet South Korean prince, shocked the world and won at 17 under at 500 to 1 in 2017. So typically we see the favorites. We see the cream rise to the top. I think 18 of the last 20 winners here have ranked in the top 50 or better in the world golf ranking. You tend to have it coming into this place. That is for dang sure. So, you know, like I said, tough Pete Dye track, even for the best, there's water everywhere, bunkers, penalty shots all over the place. And it, you know, I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense to evaluate this golf course prior to 2019 when it was in May. It's just a different course. Justin Thomas literally said it is like playing two different golf courses. It does test every aspect of the game. It tests you to think strategically, which Pete Dye does. I've played this course. Me and Pat played this course in April one year. And you know, I'm no tour pro. I don't think strategically about much. Good God. Like, Pete Dye is a jerk. He's a jerk. And it does make you think, and it does mess with your head a little bit. You have to be conservative and you have to be aggressive when appropriate. It's not one or the other. You got to be both at the right time. So you have to have that mentality. You have to be that kind of guy on the course. Wind can definitely play a role in making this very difficult, as we're used to seeing on Florida golf courses. And these are small greens, man. We go from Bay Hill 7,500 square foot greens to TPC Sawgrass 5,500 square foot greens with tiers, with shelves that are going to repel, you know, golf shots. Even if you hit the green, they're going to roll off. Overall, it is more of an accuracy and precision test. You can miss shots, but you can't miss big. You are allowed to miss shots. That's the thing that Pete Dye fools you on. He makes you think that you've got to have it right up the gnat's ass. You know what I mean? You got to have the precision of that, right? And it's just not the case. But you got to have it pretty close to dialed. I did a couple of interesting things, bits of research, and a lot of this, you know, way more than this, I'm putting in the Discord. But I went back and looked at the last 3 years and all the players that finished in the top 20. There were 67 total players. If you add up the last 3 years, top 20 finishers, 67 total guys finished inside the top 20. And 27 of them, their best finish ever or in the previous 5 years at the Players Championship was a T45 or worse. A lot of them missed cuts only. That's it. So 27 of the 67, horrible course history. Horrible. Now, what I also found interesting was 13 of the 27, nearly 50%. I'm really good at math. 13 of the 27, of those 27 that had that poor course history, finished in the top 20 the year that they did it with a top 10 or better finish in the previous 5 weeks leading up to TPC. Top 10. Form matters way more than course history. Don't get wrapped up in course history. Like a lot of these Florida golf courses, you will see the occasional outlier of a guy who just does really well at this place over and over again. They're out there. They're few and far between. But you will see way more of psycho finishes at the Players Championship. Missed cuts, T9, T48, you know, T4. It's just like, it's all over the place, but form matters more. You've got to be in control here. That doesn't mean you're immune to the trouble that lurks at TPC Sawgrass with the penalty shots, with, you know, one bad swing could cost you so many golf shots. And then, you know, if you have that one bad swing, let's say it's on 17, and then you're a mental midget and you're pissed, that's going to affect your drop zone shot into 17. And then you get to hit what I think was the hardest golf shot on the golf course, which is the tee shot on 18. That shot was hard for me with water all down the left. Like, you've got to be able to mentally overcome not just what Pete Dye sets you up for visually, but then when you get punched in the mouth, which you will. Even if you're winning the tournament, you are going to get punched in the mouth at some point by TPC Sawgrass. Can you bounce back? Can you grind? Can you have the mental fortitude to get on with it? and to do the dang thing. That matters a ton here. But you got to have some form coming in. Now, I did a whole lot more analysis on those 67 players. I put a bunch of it in the Discord. You're going to want to check that out. So make sure you do, including a lot of stuff about the DFS, how DFS has shaken out the last couple of years at TPC Sawgrass. So yeah, you're going to want to make sure you check that out in the Discord. All right. Let's open up Bet the Number. Let's look at the course page first. Let me share my screen. TPC Sawgrass. Boom. All right. So again, I've got it only to 2019. No sense in going here because it was played in May. Let's take a look at the course. So overall, a lot of average numbers here relative to the PGA Tour over the last 4 years. About the same number of fairways in reg, about the same number of green in reg. A little tougher to scramble, okay? More three putts. Birdies are almost identical. Bogeys, more bogeys. You got bogeys out here. You got big numbers out here. A lot of penalty shots here. Par three scoring, par four scoring is about the same. Par five scoring is about the same. Let's look at our last four winners. You know, tons of green here, baby. This is what we're going to see. Top five, you know, tons of green here. Look at the winners' putting numbers. Other than Cam Smith, like, I mean, you don't have to be a good putter to win here. Don't get too hung up in the putting category. This is not really a bomber's paradise. It's more of a bomber's paradise in March than it was in May. But there's a lot of club down shots here. There's a lot of positional shots here. And because you're not hitting an overwhelming number of long irons, you know, it's not as much of a prerequisite to be a bomber. You can see Pete Dye in terms of the off the tee. I'll say this. Where's my notes here? You know, it is going to play shorter. I mean, it is going to play longer because you're going to get less run out of the fairways. But these guys also, it also means they can be more aggressive. They're you know, in May, they might have clubbed down to make sure they're in the fairway and they're not in the thinner, less overseeded Bermuda, because what happens to that Bermuda is the ball sinks down, harder to control spin, no fun, no fun at all. I play on a course that's got champion Bermuda fairways and rough. In the summers, man, that's crap when it's thin and all the overseed's gone. If you go into the fairway, the ball sinks to the bottom, you are boned. You can't even find your ball. So now, because the fairways are softer and they're not worried about run out, and these guys are good, they're taking longer clubs. But again, you do have to think strategically off the tee. But bombers are going to club down. The fairways are pretty average to tight, but you have that Pete Dye visual intimidation factor. But it's way more about positioning off the tee than it is bullying the golf course. Par fives are going to matter a good bit. You're going to see that in my model here in a second. So, you know, you got to set yourself up to score on these par fives. A lot of that obviously starts with the tee shot. Your average fairways hit since 2019, around 8.5 fairways. That's, you know, 8.5 out of 14 is what you're going to get. You want to keep that in mind for the props market. I think, you know, that's about it. Let's take a look at the approach stuff. So, right in this area, we've got our approach shot distributions. And, you know, I think what you'll see here is it's a tough course on approach. You can see the rough penalty is up in almost every category, every distance bucket, but it's still a shorter course with a lot of wedge opportunities, short iron, mid iron opportunities. It's just a solid all around iron test. Statistically, PDI asks you to hit shots from almost every range, and it's fairly even. You've got the green regulation number is about 11.7 greens in reg, which is pretty much tour average. Guys are going to hit about 11.5 to 12 greens in regulation per round. And nearly seven shots around are going to come from that 125 to 175 bucket. The rest pretty evenly distributed. A lot of the longer iron shots are obviously coming from the par fives, and most of it from the fairway, because guys are positioning themselves nicely. Very few from the fairway bunkers or native area. And you've got, you know, maybe two, three, maybe four shots around where, you know, maybe 3.5 to four shot approach shots per round coming from the rough. Because again, you're only hitting 8.5 fairways. So you're probably going to be in the rough for the bunker, obviously, if you're not doing that right. So you'll see some of these numbers reflected here in the model in just a second. As we look at the approach shot distribution, you can see it's a pretty even test between every yardage range and between fringe, bunker, well, mainly bunker, rough, and fairway. It's about the same number of shots per surface. So scrambling is certainly going to matter this week. If the weather gets nasty, it's going to matter way more. See Cam Smith winning. Bogey avoidance in general is going to matter, and a lot of bogey avoidance stems from being able to get up and down, save your butt when you're in trouble. And it's going to come down short game. Guys need to be comfy chipping off the Bermuda. I mean, the Bermuda, from a chipping standpoint, I think plays a little more of a factor than the greens that are obviously overseeded. We'll get to those in a second. But, you know, the chipping from Bermuda won't hurt, but being able to get out of a bunker is going to be nice too. Then the dive bunkering is difficult. There are over eight, I think there's somewhere between 80 to 90 bunkers in play at this golf course. And they're not always easy. So pretty even distribution here. You're going to have to, you're going to have to hit some shots. You're going to have to hit some shots from, like I said, you're only going to hit 11 and a half to 12 greens in regulation. So you're going to have to get up and down to save those pars. All right. And then as we talk about, like, you know, as we get into putting, the greens are, I already mentioned, small, so lag putting doesn't really come into play. They are overseeded. It's like a poa, ryegrass, overseed. They basically roll like pure, they just roll pure. I mean, we've walked this golf course in practice rounds with players for the last 4 years. They always look at us and go, yeah, man, these things are just like, they're like putting on perfect surfaces. I mean, it's like, it's probably more comparable to bent grass. I just don't know that it makes a whole lot of sense to look at Bermuda putting or, you know, any of that. It's just not the same grainy stuff that you're used to getting in southeastern Bermuda at this time of year. It's just perfect. Like, if you hit your line, it's going to do what it looks like it's going to do. It's not really tricked out. So I don't think being a Bermuda specialist it won't hurt you, but it's not a prerequisite. They are pretty fast, pretty pure. Like I said, we've definitely seen bad putters win here. So it can be done. I do want to remind everybody before I open up the model, share my screen. I'm going to show it to you on Bet the Number, the new golf data and analytics system that just dropped January 1. They're two months in. The thing is improving all the time. Major updates coming for the Masters. We're excited about that over at Bet the Number. The live tool is fantastic. The folks behind the scenes at Bet the Number, as good as it gets. You've got people who are dedicated to golf tools, only golf tools, only improving Bet the Number. They are specializing in the betting and props market. So a lot of the tools that are on the roadmap that are coming are specialized for that. And the people making the decisions behind the scenes on what stats to bring in, what stats to leave out, what stats matter in the models are people who have professional current experience, years of experience professionally analyzing golf courses and analyzing players' data on the PGA Tour. They've walked the grounds of every one of these golf courses over the years. They know what they're talking about. They know what they're doing. They know what matters, what signal, what is noise in the data department. So you can trust that they know what they're talking about. And obviously the data is licensed by the PGA Tour. They've got to deal with the PGA Tour. ShotLink licensed data comes in automatically. You know it's good. You know it's what the tour is collecting. So shout out to them at Bet the Number. And you can join. Click the QR code. Click the link in the description. And if you use code TJ, you get $5 off your monthly membership or $50 off your annual membership to Bet the Number. However, if you are a Discord member, listen, there's a whole lot of reasons to join the Discord. If you join the Discord and you pay the annual fee up front, you get put into the drawing for the two Tuesday Masters tickets. And if you're a Discord member, all you have to do is send me or Pat a DM, a private message, a private DM on Discord. Tell us that you'd like a one-time unique code to Bet the Number. We will give you a code that you can use, and it will be the best, deepest discount on offer anywhere. For Bet the Number, it'll give you the best discount ever. It's a huge discount. It's bigger than the people at Bet the Number's families are getting. Okay, TJ has the biggest discount for Bet the Number. So slide into our DMs on Discord. We'll make sure if you're a paying member of our Discord, we will give you that one time unique code. A lot of you've already done that. We appreciate it. I think we're all having a lot of fun getting to know Bet the Number, and it's one of the best products out there for sure. So all right, let's get into this. Let me share my screen. And I'll show you my early model. Okay, this is DB's early Players Championship model, all right? And I've only got I highlighted a bunch of favorites. Now, I know there's like 50 names on here, but these are just like early guys I think are interesting, early guys I'm excited when their outright number drops live here, as Bet the Number does link automatically into DraftKings Sportsbook. So the outright odds, the top fives, 10s, 20s, 30s, 40s will all drop in here automatically once DraftKings puts them in. I'm recording this on Saturday evening around 6 p.m. Eastern, so we don't have them yet. But this is my first look at kind of what I want to do. And a lot of this is derived from the Bet the Number model that you can go on and look at and see what the folks behind the scenes at Bet the Number think you should be paying attention to this week. So let's talk about some of the model inputs. I've got off the tee last 30 rounds. Distance from the edge of the fairway. This is only on shots where the fairway is missed, okay? And this is a little nugget that was given to me from the folks behind the scenes at Bet the Number. So more on that maybe to come. I'll drop that in the Discord. Last 50 approach, I took kind of a zoomed out last 50 on approach, but then I narrowed it for those key buckets. I love this about Bet the Number. You can specify an exact range, and this is not proximity. This is strokes gained. Last 30 rounds, 125 to 200 yards. And I can also specify from what surfaces. This is from the tee and from the fairway. I've got last 50 Bermuda around the green, and I've got this zoned in on a handful of golf courses that I see are similar to TPC Sawgrass in terms of around the greens. I've got a little bit of sand scrambling. I've got bogey avoidance. There's a few courses that the folks at Bet the Number say are comparable to the surfaces, the putting surfaces at TPC Sawgrass. I've got those highlighted here, last 30 rounds putting on those. Last 50 rounds scoring on par fives, last 12 tee to green at TPC Sawgrass, last 30 strokes gained total in Florida, and last 20 tee to green on a couple of comp courses that I like. Now, these last few categories, I gave very little percentage to in terms of model weights, but I wanted to see them, and I think together they're interesting. I'm not a huge comp course guy, but Pete Dye's unique, and this is not all of Pete Dye's courses. It's only, I think, two other ones, because I think the players, Sawgrass is a very unique test. I know Harbortown is in there. There's another one or two in there, but it's not all of Pete Dye's work. It's just what I think is comparable to TPC Sawgrass. And then you've got their last 5 weeks. Now, if you're looking at this now if you're watching this, again, I'm recording this at 6 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. So where these players currently stand at the Arnold Palmer is what you're seeing their finish. This is obviously going to look much different once the tournament is over. But then their last 5 years here. So I think Sam Burns, man, I mean, Sam Burns is playing some great golf right now. And everybody, he was chalky. His number got steamed for the API. But, he's probably not going to win. But he's probably going to be pretty dang good. I think at the Players. So we'll wait and see what Sam Burns does. Doug Gim. Look at freaking Doug Gim. Now, you remember Doug in 2022 had a chance late on Sunday. I remember watching it going like, am I about to watch Doug Gim win the Players? Please God, no. Of course, it didn't happen. But look at how solid his approach play has been of late. And the putter has gotten better. Normally, his putting is atrocious. But his putter's gotten better. Look at that at the Cognizant. I mean, It's hard to, I don't know that I want to believe Doug Gim is going to win the Players, but a top 20 bet, something like that, I think is very interesting for the guy. Keith Mitchell's playing some really good golf right now. I've walked a practice round in the ropes with Keith at the Players. He likes the golf course, but it's random. I mean, he's kind of one of those that I'm talking about. You get this psycho course history on a guy like Keith Mitchell. I mean, it's just the nature of this golf course. Tony Finau ranks pretty highly. I'm sure I'll lose money on that. Corey Connors playing nice at Arnold Palmer. Again, if the dude could freaking, if he could putt, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But look at how well he's putted at TPC, especially the last 3 years. I mean, like gaining strokes last 3 years, except for last year. I mean, he's basically neutral. If he does this, if he does any of these, if he does this with how he hits it, he could win. He could win. I actually believe that. Keegan is one of those that has a really consistent history here, at least in the last 5 years. That's pretty good for a lot of people. Missed the cut last year, but I would toss that out the window. So Keegan's probably going to check some boxes. Hoagie's irons right now are as solid as anybody. I mean, look at the approach data here for Tom Hoagie. Last 12 tee to green at TPC Sawgrass. He's number one in this field, and he just continues to stay pretty hot. He's currently 11th at the API. So Willie Z, who's just going to crush me, I'm sure. I had him outright at API, and then he just coughed it up late on Saturday, and I'm sure he's going to lose to Scotty. So there's that. But I would love it if he would win. It could be a great spot for Willie Z for sure. Eric Van Rooyen has been playing great. I mean, it's just continued to, he's played it one time in the last 5 years, finished 13th, which is fantastic. And he continues to just ball out. So he's going to be interesting. Shane Lowry's at the top of the leaderboard right now going into Sunday. Could he keep up the solid momentum? These are all, you know, guys in hot form, which again, I think matters more so than anything. Wyndham Clark's at the near the top of the leaderboard doing his thing. I think Alex Noren's a guy that if we see that the weather's going to come in, Noren would be a guy that I would have on my short list of names to watch. I just feel like he's interesting. Old Tommy Ladd. What are people going to do with Tommy Ladd after he made an 8 or a 12 or something at the API to completely eject? But like Keegan, a guy with a really good record here, can he figure it out? I don't know. Something is awry with Tommy Ladd. JT, we know JT can win here. We know he can win here whether it's good conditions or bad conditions. He can play well here, and he's playing well at API right now. Andrew Novak, like, dude, you talk about a guy who's crushing it with his irons right now, a little bit like Doug Gim. Like, I see Novak as probably an automatic top 20 bet for me because he's going to be long. He's going to be 4-1, 5-1, top 20. Novak could totally do that. And if you follow him on Twitter, he's got a little chip on his shoulder about getting into these events and why he wasn't in the API. He should have been. I think Novak is in play. I really do. I think he's in play. Who else? Russell Henley's near the top of the board playing nicely. Very accurate player. We know that. Jaeger English is at the top of the board at API at the moment. Sixth as it stands today. Jason Day, past champion playing really well. Flatlining a little bit at API when a lot of people had him, including me, but you know, it is what it is. Sungjae bucking his head at API. Could he do something? Has Sungjae found it again? I don't know. Who else? Minwoo. Everybody wants to see Minwoo cook, but you know, he's got to do something he normally doesn't do, which is hit really good irons. You know, he did it at the Cognizant, almost got it done. Anyway, that's the first look at the model. Hope that helped. Don't forget to get in that Masters contest. You got to join the Discord, support our friends at Bet the Number. Check out the betting show that drops Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern live, and the DFS show with Pat Mayo on Monday afternoon. It's going to be a great week. We'll be out there. Hit us up if you're at TPC Sawgrass this week, and you're not going to want to miss the chat on Wednesday night. I can tell you that. All right? May your screens be green and bend over your bookie. See ya!